the radio program. You can cover, you can deal with every single problem that's facing you in terms of what might be happening in the future in our country and in your personal life. And the whole idea behind that is very simply, if you are free, you then can take control of your destiny, of your future. And it's unbelievable what a human being can accomplish. It's remarkable what a human being can do in a lifetime or in a short period of time. But what is often disappointing to ourselves and those around us is what we choose to accomplish. And if we were not creations of an eternal Father, of God, we wouldn't have these capabilities. But we do, and we are. And very simply, what we have in our lives that we don't like, we can change. It's within our power to do it. And it's an awful lot of what some of the motivational speakers, I was listening to Zig Ziglar a little bit ago and one of the recordings that he made, and he calls it stinking thinking and needing a check up from the neck up. And oddly enough, anything that we want to accomplish in life, and I keep proving this to myself over and over again, anything that we want to accomplish in our lives, that we really want to accomplish, we can. And in this first hour of Fearless Radio, get your notebooks and your pens, and we're going to cover some issues that I think will be very, very useful to you. So let's get on the other side of this break, and then we'll talk.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated Charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and we've been talking about accomplishing the things that you want to in life. Well, here at Fearless Radio, those of you that have been listening regularly know that there are four objectives that we have with regard to getting families in a situation where they're totally independent. Number one is emergency preparedness. Number two is a food supply that you can take back control of your life with. Number three is the area of being completely free of obligations and debt as a result of debt-free strategies. And then four is the area of taking back your health and that of your loved ones so that no one is dependent in any way other than on themselves with total independent. The last session that we had together, we talked a great deal about working with goals and objectives. We established the fact that unless you have a direction, you'll never know when you achieve the destination. The comment that Zig Ziglar makes in his most of his conversations at some time and most of his talks is you need a checkup from the neck up. Well, what I'm going to do with this particular session that we have today, I hope you have your notebooks ready and your pens to take some notes, because we're going to talk about three of the areas. As you can probably expect, we expect Jim Phillips on the second hour with the area of emergency supplies and things. So what we're going to cover in this first hour, the first half hour, we're going to discuss the goals and objectives and how to go about setting those goals with regard to an emergency supply of food. Now, everybody tells you to get one. You tell yourself to get one. We try through the Fearless Task Force. The member of the task force that handles the food is the J. Michael Stevens Group. We try to warn you with regard to not getting bad stuff, too expensive stuff, old used stuff, and generally the stuff that will waste your money and not get you the objective of preparedness and total self-reliance with regard to food that's possible. And what we're going to do during this next half hour is go through how you set those goals. A lot of people don't know how to size their families. A lot of people don't know how to determine what to put into their supplies. So let's start, okay? Grab your pad and your paper and your pen, and let's go. This is Food Supply 101. Here's the deal. The rule of thumb is that you must, first of all, decide how long you want to be prepared for. Here's the deal. Again, if you have a 2-year supply of food in, and it takes 3 years to get through the coming events that we need to be self-reliant during, you're a year short, and you got a problem. Now, one of the things that I suggest is that you might want to get up on the J. Michael Stevens Group eFoodsDirect.com website. Now, this is for the 40% of our listeners that are into computers and things. Now, it's an interesting thought, guys. An awful lot of you that listen to shortwave radio, that listen to Republic Broadcasting, and listen to the Fearless Radio here, are not really into computers. So when everybody says, look it up on our website, and when everybody says, oh, you've got to go and do your planning and get your information from the website, it's rather disconcerting for those who are in my age group, and I'm not going to discuss that, but Old Dudes Anonymous, I guess, maybe. These, oddly enough, are the people that are really taking to heart in greater numbers and greater percentages the fact that they know that something's happening because they've seen the change. An awful lot of the younger folks in the 30s and even the 40s have not seen that huge, huge change that many in the 60s and the 50s and the 60s have seen. And so as a result, the younger folks aren't believing as strongly and as absolutely in the need to prepare as some of the older folks are. So we've got the horns of a dilemma here. Many of you are not computer, I don't want to say computer literate, but you're just not into computers. So the phone number that you live by is 800-409-5633. The task force will get you out printed, written, mailed information on all of the areas that we work with, okay? That'll give you an idea of what to do, how to do it, what to be aware of, what to look out for, what to be careful of, how to spend your money so that you can get the biggest value, the biggest bang for your buck, as it were, from any of your preparedness efforts. Okay, so realize that. We understand that everyone isn't into computers. Everyone doesn't live to look up their email and dig through the spams and all this kind of garbage to get to the messages that are important to them. So food. How much do you put in? Do some research. Your life depends on it. Figure out whether you're going to follow the scriptures. Bible, okay. 7 years of famine, okay. There will be a famine, 7 years. Half of that time. It's called the tribulation, by the way. It's a whole lot of trouble in addition to no food. Okay, half of that time is the time designated during which the mark of the beast, as it were, when you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark, will be in place. Okay, if you want to look also at the political structure worldwide for the last 100 years, every country that's used food, and all the totalitarian countries, all those countries that have gone socialist and in control of their population have used controls to eliminate weapons in the hands of the population, eliminate controls to educate the children, instituted controls to force people to use their health care as a means of controlling. Every single one of them, also property rights, every single country has used food as the control mechanism, implemented controls to control all of these four significant areas. Every single time, it takes about 3 to 4 years of time during which food is used as the enforcer. When people get hungry, they will do what it takes to get their children fed and their families fed. You must do your research. If you just guess and assume that a year should be able to do it because that's what you can afford and that's what you figure, hey, you can stand all day long in a phone booth with 24 cents in your pocket if it takes a quarter to make a call and you'll never make it. It's the same way. Is it better to have what you don't need or need what you don't have? So the first thing that any of you that are looking at a food supply must do is determine how many years you're going to feel comfortable that you have completely secured your family's food supply. If it turns out to be 3 years, that's your number. Many of you are concluding that you better have a 7-year supply. Now, remember when we talked about goals last week, the first thing that you don't do is when you conclude that you need a 7-year supply or a 3-year supply or whatever, you don't look at your budget and say, well, I can't afford that, so I guess I'll settle for one and something's better than nothing. If you need a 3-year supply or you end up with a gathering center with your family in it, with a bird flu shot in your butt, okay, 3 years, if it takes that long and you only had a year supply, tell me, was it worth it? Did it make any sense? No. Okay, so what you've got to do is you have to write all of these goals as though you're telling someone that you love dearly exactly what they should do. If you in your research come up with 7 years, you write that as the goal to your best friend, your loved one, your wife, your husband, or whoever it is that you're telling what to do, and then afterwards you put your name on it. But you got to decide how many years, okay? The average in the Bible Belt where people are watching the scriptures and they're watching, they're also politically aware with regard to what's happening with the control of the food stuff and the shortages that we've got going on worldwide and in our country, the average is about 3 to 4 years. That's just an average. We're not going to tell you what to do. It's your goal. If you can't get behind it, you won't do it anyway. Okay? So figure out how many years. Now, you got to figure out how many people you're storing for. We all know that the average two-adult family that is going to put in their supply will probably be feeding another two adults because you've got friends and neighbors and relatives, all of which right now think you're absolutely nuts. But the fact is that they're going to be there. And you're going to take care of them because you are that kind of a person. Yes, I know the story of the 10 virgins. We've used it many times. If they're not prepared, you are not going to take responsibility for slamming the door, so you better prepare a little bit extra. But here's how you figure out how many people to prepare for. Be careful, first of all, of the organizations that put out, and these are mostly retailers that do this thing, the Patriots for Profit, as it were, and the fact is that they'll put out a four-person supply. Anytime you find an outfit that is using persons instead of adults' equivalents, you run, you don't walk away from them because that's the first con, okay? You've got your husband, your wife, and you've got two small children, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, okay? These outfits that are ripping you off, we'll call that a four-person family. Be careful. That is actually a two-adult family, because if the quantity of food in a one-year supply for one adult is what it should be, which replaces $2,500 worth of groceries, which is the average that an individual spends in a year, it will have enough food in it, enough calories, and enough nutritious food to be able to feed one adult and one small child. You have to evaluate whether that child actually eats like an adult or not. Use your head. If you've got a 13-year-old boy that has eaten more than his daddy is, that child is a full adult equivalent the way you need to figure this out. We'll be after this back after this next break, and we'll continue on with the quantities and how to go about planning your food supply. Talk to you then.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. Back to you this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Utah. And wherever you are, I hope that the Sunday afternoon is as beautiful as it is here, because it really makes you appreciate the fact that the birds can sing and the sun can shine, and we have a great, great life. Okay, we were talking about how to figure out the number of adults that you're storing for. Okay, obviously you count the adults. And that, the other issue that people deal with is the elderly. People say to me all the time, well, Grandma doesn't eat as much as we do. That's true. You have to consider how much she does eat, and if she eats about half as much as one of you adults, you count her as a half an adult. But bottom line, always figure a little bit strong. It's better to have a little too much than just a little bit too little. Okay? So you figure adult equivalents. Mom and dad, two children. If they're small children, you're probably a two-adult family. And once you figure the adult equivalents based on your own judgment as to how much each individual is eating, then you multiply that by the number of years, and that's the number of one adult, one-year supplies that you need. Now, what do you put into it? This is something that your life depends on also. One of the best inventory sheets you can get is if you'll get a hold of the J. Michael Stevens Group and get a hold of a copy of their Liberty Supply. That's the basic one that they designed about 25 years ago that has the right combination of all the fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and everything that you, grains and cereals and everything that you need. Use that as an inventory for what you presently have stored, and use it as a guideline for the quantity of fruits, quantity of vegetables that you need. If you aren't computer savvy, get a hold of 800-409-5633, and they'll send you out a full packet that also includes some of the CDs, the audio recordings of some of the seminars that they've done on food supplies that you can use, that'll be part of your research in determining how many years you want to put in and everything. Okay, now what kind of food? Do not consider home canned or commercially canned. Some parts of the country they call it home bottled, but back in the good old Midwest where I'm from, we called it canning, where you take these quart jars, you stick them in a hot bath, and you do all this kind of magic over them. That is not storage. It is a supply. It is usage. And here's why. Canned goods, whether it's home canned or commercially canned, will lose about 25 to 30% of its nutrition just in the processing. If it's commercially canned, it will probably lose more of the nutrition because they overcook it in order to be safe with regard to any possible lawsuits with botulism and that type of thing. The other danger is that the foods that are being commercially canned right now, a high percentage of them are either imports from some of the countries that use insecticides genetic alteration is a serious, serious issue. Okay, so do not consider canned goods, whether it's the canned goods you buy in the store or whether it's that that you put up yourself, storable food. Use it and supplement it with vitamins. Now, one of the things with vitamin supplementation, with Codex coming up, you're not going to be able to depend on putting a few jars of multivitamin aside. Yes, you can now, but they have a limited shelf life. The other thing that you have a problem with is that with Codex, they're trying to get control of all vitamin mineral supplements and herbs under the auspices of the medical profession, where they are needing to use them, deal with them as controlled substances, where you have to have a doctor's prescription in order to get a lousy bit of vitamin C. That's coming fast and hard. What you do if you are going to use effectively your home canned or commercially canned stuff is you need to put in a few buckets of a mixture of sprouting seeds to be sprouted, just like the bean sprouts and the alfalfa sprouts that you eat on your salad bars. You can do it yourself. It takes about 2 days to raise a little crop. You eat a cup to a cup and a half of these a day. They will replace the fresh enzymes that you need for your home canned or commercially canned stuff. But for your storage, you must have a dried form. There are about three of them. The old batch dehydrated used to taste like reworked cardboard with the glue still on. That's what most of the retailers of food supplies use. They have to be stored a certain way. Again, you can get guidelines from the J. Michael Stevens Group. They're a co-op. And whether or not you order food through them, they'd be perfectly happy to give you the guidelines to be careful of and what you need to not waste your money on with your food supplies. Okay. The other form of dehydrated, vacuum demoisturized, which is the ideal portion of food, what it does is it they dry the stuff from fresh raw. They dry it down very, very dry. It's packed in number 10 cans. The cans need to be American-made cans, and it's also packed under nitrogen or CO2, that type of thing. There's also freeze-dried. Freeze-dried is good. And we'll talk about that in just a second when we come back from this break. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Back to you, folks. We're talking about freeze-dried on your food supplies. It's fine stuff. It's great for backpacking and camping, but the only problem is it's about 3 times more expensive than anything else that you can put in. Takes about 4 times the space that anything else you can put in of the dehydrated. And as a result, it has a little bit shorter shelf life because it's more open to deterioration. And so as a result, with the extra expense, with the extra space it takes, there's not much to justify it. And usually it comes mixed in recipes, in prepared dishes. The problem with that is that you probably cook differently than the people that the factory would cook. And so if you put in your food, if you put in a can of carrots, a can of green beans, a can of peas, so that you can cook like you normally do, you can use your recipes to cook like you're used to doing. You want to put in all foods that are exactly the same as what you eat regularly. Don't just because somebody's got a deal on a unit, put in stuff that you wouldn't normally eat. It's not going to work. One of the most important things about food is the psychological benefit of being able to sit down together with your family and have a meal that's exactly like what you're used to eating, prepared the way you're used to eating it. It's extremely important. The other thing, as you hear us talk about constantly, we rail on this all the time, make sure that the foods that you get are not old leftover stuff from 1999, because that was raised in 1997 and 98. And so you've got old stuff. You've got 8-9-year-old foods. And even though the argument goes, well, if it's dried, it'll store a long time anyway. So what if you have 50% of your shelf life gone, or 70% of your shelf life gone? You've still got a few years left, and it's cheap. This is your life you're talking about, folks. The other thing that you don't want to fall into is the trap of saying, well, if you're hungry enough, you can eat anything. And so when you're on your food supply, you don't need to have all the extra special good stuff that you're used to. You can get by on a lot less food, and you can get by on a less on poorer quality. Absolutely wrong. Here's what happens. When you have to go on your food supply, you're going to be under a great deal more stress than you would be normally. That means that you need better nutrition and you're going to be probably physically more active, and so therefore you need more food to fuel your body and keep you healthy. Your health is the most important thing you have going for you. When Jim comes on the second hour, we're going to be talking about sanitation and keeping your health as they're in an emergency. That's the only thing you got. You and your ability to function in a healthy, strong, energetic way is going to make the difference between whether you and your loved ones survive it or whether you don't. And so, very simply, don't play games with yourself. That's why we tell you, as you write down each one of these goals, make them, write them out, exactly how many years, how many adults, what kind of food. Get a copy of the Liberty Pack from the J. Michael Stevens Group. Call them up for counsel as to how to go about setting your goals. They'll help you with it. They really don't care whether you order from them or someone else. They just don't want you to be ripped off if you order one of these units out there that's got some old leftover stuff from 1999 and it has about half of your money burned up on fillers. They're trying to save lives. That's the objective of the task force. If you conclude that you need to order from them because you trust them, they will fill your order with more of a better quality of food for less money than anything else you can do. But it's your life. Don't take a chance with it, okay? Their number, 800-409-5633. That's the task force. You can get a hold of them anytime. If you're computer savvy, get up on efoodsdirect.com, okay? Now, with regard to some of the no-nos and don'ts, be careful of a whole bunch of fillers in your supply. If it's not on that worksheet that you got off the internet from JMS, that's eFoods Direct, if it's not on the worksheet that you got sent out to you when you called in for help on planning your supply, that Liberty Pack, if it's not there, you got to ask why. If they've got other stuff that is included that is not on that list, you got to ask why. Any filler items like pancake mixer, flour mixes, any salt that's canned, any of the things that you can do yourself on the list that eFoods Direct gives you of the things that you should be doing yourself because you don't want to pay a silly food storage company to do it for you. If those things are included, you run, not walk away from that organization, because they are more concerned with making a profit than they are with saving your life, okay? So that's the way you set your goals. But remember, never, ever write your food supply goals out in all of these areas as though you're doing it yourself. You will get your shoulds and buts in the way, okay? You'll get the affordability in the way. You will get all of the other issues that you've used for excuses as to why you don't want to waste the resources on putting in food. Treat it as though you were saving your best friend's life and you were telling them exactly what they should do. The number of years, the amount of food, the kind of food, what you put in, the research that it takes, because you are saving your best friend's life and your best friend is you. So then once you get those goals written with a time frame on them, I'm going to do this Monday morning, tomorrow morning is the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to call JMS if that's what you need to do. Okay? You start your goals and you read them every morning and every night and you picture them, you visualize them. If you don't know how it's going to happen because you don't have the money, don't worry about it. You visualize them and you keep it going and the means will come. If you have the intent and the determination. Okay. That's what we wanted to cover in the first half of the program, or the first half of the first hour tonight. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to go over to the second area that we're going to discuss in this hour, and that's the area of indebtedness. Here's what's going on. Right now, the nation is in debt. Families are in trouble in terms of any expendable income left over after they pay their credit card bills, their consumer debt, and their house payments and their car payments and all the payments that they've gotten up. This indebtedness of the nation if you look at it seriously, could be construed to be meticulously orchestrated so that the incomes of every single family are channeled back through the financial structure of the company back into the large financial organizations. We have been encouraged to get credit card debt. We have been encouraged to buy before we can afford. All of these things have been made easy. Interest-free credit cards. Hey, here's $3,000 just before vacation time or just before Christmas time. All you have to do is charge it up and make easy payments. And now all of our easy payments take up our entire income. Now, the vast majority of you folks out there are in relatively good shape in that you have wisely used your credit, but you are still paying a tremendous amount of interest on your homes. You're paying a tremendous amount of interest on your credit card obligations. And many of you have a lot of that stuff paid off. But the fact is, I'm telling you right now, and this is the word from the task force, whatever you're paying on, if you're paying on any indebtedness at all, whether it's your home, cars, credit cards, anything that you're making payments on, please set one of your goals and one of your most important goals as paying that off as quickly as you can, because you are paying thousands and thousands of dollars, your lifeblood, which you pour into your job, which comes out and you're paid for your life in dollars, is being siphoned off from you in the form of interest and extra charges. You do not have to pay these. I'm not saying that you skin out on your obligations like many of the debt elimination organizations out there are telling you. What I'm saying is the task force has put together a system where if you're in great shape, you're making your mortgage payment, but you'd just like to get it paid off faster and save $100,000 or so in interest, and you're making your car payment, you're not in trouble. I'm not talking to the people that are up to their eyeballs and can't make their next payments. I'm talking about all of you that have done well. What you need to do is you need to get a hold of the task force, the debt-free strategies that the task force has, okay? And what they'll do is they'll have you fill out some forms, some data sheets that tell exactly what you're paying and what your obligations are, how much you're paying, and taking the same amount that you're paying every month, they will go through and create for you a debt-free strategy that will enable you to pay off that house rather than in 35 years in maybe 10 or 12 years, maybe even 8 years. That will enable you to pay off and save the interest on those credit cards within 6 to 8 months, will be able to pay off and save the interest on the car payments. It's a strategy. It's a battle plan for you to take advantage of some things that you do not know and that they do. To take advantage of some things that you cannot do that they are able to do. And you basically are hiring them as a strategist, a financial strategist, to save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, what's it cost? Nothing out of pocket. Any fees that would come from having highly trained and capable professionals put together a strategy would come out of any savings that they find. So one of the things that you need to do first off is get that thing going for you. Call the task force at 800-409-5633 and ask for information on the debt-free strategies. Those of you who are not computer savvy, what will happen is that you will be able to get a hold of a packet that will be sent out to you with the worksheets and everything in it and an explanation of how it works. You will also be given an 800 number where you can call in and get a full recorded explanation of how it works. And if you have any debt of any sort that you're paying on, take advantage of these guys. It doesn't cost you anything out of pocket. And we've talked before on the program about the serious nature of indebtedness with regard to the coming events, where the plan is to evaluate you in terms of your ability to travel, in terms of your ability to function freely in society, and what freedoms you're going to be able to retain when this thing closes down, based on, oddly enough, your credit rating and your debt structure and your relationship to the system. So get information on that and get information on how to get things going. Now, with regard to your goals, here again, do this just like you would for your best friend. You set your objective of being completely debt-free. You write down all of the payments that you're making, all of the obligations you have. You write down all of the expenses that you have. This is called a budget, the expense portion of it. And when you get the data sheets from the task force on their debt-free strategy, you'll be able to use those data sheets to list all of those obligations that you have. Once you have done that, you set yourself an objective or a goal based on getting all of your debts paid off just as quickly as possible. Now, when you send those data sheets in and they come back with a strategy for you, you will have your goal already set for you. They will tell you what the capability is. If you've got a 35-year mortgage, you've got a car payment, you've got three or four credit cards that you'd like to get paid down and paid off, they will come back with the strategy of all of the things that you have listed in terms of what you want to get paid off, your goals, and they will come back and say, okay, using this strategy that we have just given you, laid out with all the beautiful graphs and everything that tell you exactly where things go and how soon, you will have everything paid off in 8 years instead of 35 years. This is an example. You will have all of your credit cards paid off, and this is the amount of interest that you will save, and you'll have those paid off within 6 to 8 months. This is another example. Your car will be paid off in whatever length of time. Every single one of these strategies that comes back will come back with a huge surprise. You never could possibly imagine how quickly you having used your credit and now turning in a wise strategy of having used that credit for your benefit, now turning that credit that you used into virtually a huge savings account, you literally can walk away in less time than it would have taken you to pay off everything with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash that you have to your credit and to your usage, okay? So this is what's going on. This is the third area of preparedness that everyone needs to be involved with, this area of the credit and how you get your debt strategy so that you literally turn all of the use you've made of your credit in the past into a huge financial plan that's a strategy not only to pay everything off, but to end up with a large accumulation of capital assets for you to work with. Can you imagine living in your home that is free and clear, using your car, which is free and clear, having absolutely no credit cards left to pay off, and to use your credit in the future very wisely and staying in that completely paid-off circumstance? You realize that the average family is saving over $150,000 in interest on these strategies. Okay, we've got another quick break here, and we'll be back in just a minute to wrap this hour up.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary, but now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Radio in the first hour of our Sunday afternoon meeting, where we've discussed two things. The first one that we discussed was setting your goals with regard to your food supply and your food stores. And if you took good notes, and if you will get in touch with the J. Michael Stevens Group and get the necessary worksheets and everything, you can put together your goals and objectives in about 10 minutes and know exactly where you stand. And that's 800-409-5633. And on the web, efoodsdirect.com, fire in an email for more information and or look at the site, go through it. There won't be any prices on it for the simple reason that we avoid that because of all the games being played by retailers out there, but give a call and they'll be happy to give you prices. The second half hour, we've been discussing setting your goals in terms of your debt-free strategies. The easiest and fastest way to set those goals is to contact the task force. If you want to go up on the website and get an idea of what's going on there, you go up on mydebtfreepath.com. That'll take you to a website that'll give you an idea of what's happening. Do email us at efoodsdirect.com. That's a good way to get to the task force, efoodsdirect.com, for information on the debt-free strategies. or call 800-409-5633. As you're putting together your goals, the best and quickest way to do it is get the data sheets from the task force. Get the data sheets for your strategy, fill them out, and that will ask you for all of the obligations that you have in an order that can be worked with, and that will give you your goals, and then you simply submit it and have them calculate a strategy, which they'll get back to you, and you'll know exactly where you stand, exactly the minimum time it's going to take to pay things off, the maximum amount you're going to save by doing it, and believe me, it will be as good as Christmas in July when you get those things back. That takes care of two of the four areas that we're dealing with here at the task force. The objective here is to help you in every way possible to get all four of these areas into your goals so that you're working on them simultaneously and getting yourself to the point where you are totally independent for anything in your life. So what we're going to be taking care of is independence with regard to when the lights go off and the toy doesn't flush this next hour. Jim Phillips is going to be up with us, and we're going to be talking about the way you lay out your goals starting today. We've talked about many things that you need to do, but how you start and how you work on that. The second thing is we talked about food, the first part of this. We told you exactly how to calculate the number of people. And then we talked about debt, how to set your goals for that. And in the next hour, we're going to get into the other two areas, your health and emergency preparedness, and your goals and getting started today. And I hear the music playing, and this is going to wrap up our first hour. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.